if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
There's a long way to go from a maker to become an entrepreneur. From a maker, that's only partly like your personal interest.
Louis Zhang's job title is Chief Dream Designer. Louis founded the world's first cross-border hardware marketing accelerator, Z Spaceship, in August of 2015. Just one of the maker's products which Z Spaceship is currently promoting is a smart home kit designed both to set up easily and to be so small that it's barely noticeable. This new product is called K-Kit. Louis, what do you remember very best about your growing up years that first got you excited about innovation and being an entrepreneur?
I think being innovative and entrepreneur is because I just want to do something very differently from other people. And also, I'm thinking of there's so many problems to solve in the world, so I'd like to do something. And then I focus on the hardware industry. I'm thinking that's the most of my interest there.
How did you come to create your hardware marketing accelerator?
Actually, different from other traditional accelerators, we don't offer the physical working space, and also we don't offer the seed investment, but we give the people the advice and also the resource to help them to get into the other countries' market step by step. And also, for now, in the short term, because my company is located in the Silicon Valley, so the emerging market like the China, they have so many hardware companies there. So I would like to help them to launch the product into the U.S. market. That's the first step. And also help them to build their brand and also, you know, have some influence and early feedback from the users here. So that's my goal.
What's been one of your absolute favorite experiences so far since helping to share those resources and helping people build their brands?
People in the beginning, as they want to know if they can get into the other market, it takes time for them to think of it. And also, sometimes they don't have enough information or experience on that. So I'm very happy to help them to collect this information and make the decision to actually enter the market. That's my favorite part.
What do you find is one of the main mistakes new makers are making, whether they're from China or locally?
Okay, I think the main mistake is that there's a huge gap between the maker community and into the real commercial product. Because for the makers, initially, that's only like a personal interest. But you want to do something that's your hobby. Those makers, they're making something and they suppose this stuff will get into the market finally. But most of them will fail because there's a huge difference there that people don't recognize that. So that's the problem.
People say, because I love it, it will get in the market and others will love it too, is what I think I've just heard you say.
Yeah, there's a long way to go from a maker to become an entrepreneur. From a maker, that's only partly like your personal interest, something you like to do in your spare time. You don't make money, but just for fun. But if you want to become an entrepreneur, you cannot work by yourself. You need to have a team, you have initial funding, and also you need to incorporate your business. So that's totally different.
Besides a team, besides your funding, what's a really good yardstick for a maker to know if something is going to work well or not?
I would suggest first, if you have any concept or idea, just go around, get into the people, your friends around, and don't be afraid to tell them your secret. Share with other people and get the feedback. Be patient, listen to other people. What are they saying? What are they feeling about it? And then after that, you think you're on the right track, then you can develop your early prototype and then bring your prototype into like different communities, and also based on your assumption, you thought maybe this is my target audience. So if it works well, then you can develop that into a real finalized product.
Now I'd love to have you introduce my listeners and me to a product that has done that and that you're currently promoting with Z Spaceship, the K-Kit. Would you tell me about this one, please?
Yeah, K-Kit is their smart hardware company in China that basically they are doing the connected home. And their concept is, they're thinking of there's so many separate home appliances and how can they control it in one small device. So that's why they come up with the idea of making the K-Kit. So K-Kit is like a smart home kit. So it is made to, you know, help the people to convert everything in your home into a smart device. And also, all of them are connected together, and you can control them with your smartphone.
You say one small device. How big is K-Kit?
I think the main hub is only like a small cube. It's just like the size is even smaller than your wallet.
That is amazing. What were some of the hurdles in developing K-Kit before it was ready for prime time?
I think there's some challenge every day, such as you want this good industrial design, but how can you make all of this functionality into this one small device? So this is something like you have to think of every day, and also you have to develop it, you know, generation after generation, so that you can finally, you can have this prototype so that you can make it into the market.
Louis said that makers who want to enter the U.S. market for the first time are facing a challenge.
They need so much information, knowledge, and experience to help them get to form the strategies. You need this product, and also you need to have like localized team, you know, localized marketing and campaign, everything so that you can make it successful finally.
As we speak, K-Kit is just about to finish Indiegogo funding. By the time this airs, it will have done that and has so far gone $7,000 over the goal, which is great. How soon will K-Kit be available to the general public that didn't know about the Indiegogo campaign?
As we finish this Indiegogo campaign, we will start to ship the product like for the early users in May, and the final product will be available in 3 months.
So we're looking at late summer of 2016.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's take an imaginary K-Kit in our hands right now, install it in the house, and see what it does. First of all, I'm not that technical. How difficult would this be for me to install one?
This is pretty easy. You don't have to have any technical knowledge. You can just set up in a few minutes, and you don't need any tools. You don't have to make the holes on your wall or any wires. Just attach it to your furniture or, you know, or your door, your window. Then you open the K-Kit app so that which can be connected to all of these modulars with the Bluetooth.
And now that I have it activated, we have, I believe, 7 sensors here. What am I doing with this on an average day? What's it doing for me?
Basically, it's like you can create your own scenario. So something we suggest first is we can help you build a home entertainment center. We can use your smartphone, then you can control your AC automatically, and also you can control your TV, your light. So you don't need so many controllers in the same time.
I'm impressed that the video that you have says that when you're at work, you can be monitoring your home through K-Kit.
Yeah, definitely. We have this motion sensor. You can install it on the window or on the door. So it can track the irregular activity and will alert you with the notification on your phone.
I can see where this would be hugely helpful to parents. I've noticed on your video as well that it gives you an alert if, let's say, a cabinet door is open. Maybe I've hidden the cookies in the cabinet and I don't want the kids after it, and suddenly, click, I get something on my phone.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, like the family with the kids, and also like some for the housekeepers with the senior people. And also sometimes we think this can help the host of the Airbnb, so that they can, you know, keep their safe.
What has been one of the more creative uses you have seen of K-Kit, people implementing it around their house, that might not occur to me?
We encourage people to think of their creative ways. You can have K-Kit on everything if you want, so that you can find a good way. For example, if you, say, turn on your phone, then maybe you can check out the indoor temperature directly, or maybe you can press the button on your phone, then you can control your light in your house directly.
After K-Kit is available to the general public, what's next for Z Spaceship as you come close to celebrating your one-year anniversary?
K-Kit is only one of our projects. Mainly, we focus on the connected home, connected cars, and some latest consumer electronics, such as the augmented reality and also the virtual reality.
What's one of the coolest virtual reality or augmented reality devices you yourself have seen in the past month or so?
Well, I see a lot of the head-mount display and also the VR and AR games. Just a couple of weeks ago, I attended game developer conference. So it's all about how to merge the game industry with AR and VR technology. There's a lot of new things there.
What was one of the new ones that really caught your attention?
I think something that amazed me is the Oculus Rift. It's a long line that people wait for there to make the trial. And I can see in the future, how to integrate all of this VR device with your home entertainment or even education, everything. I'm thinking this is the trend of the future.
Louis also offered a heads up on something new in which Z-Spaceship is involved.
We are working on this project. I think this will be available in the crowdfunding campaign, maybe on the Kickstarter or Indiegogo, say maybe in a couple of months.
What can you tell me about this project?
I can't tell you too much about for the moment, but for this company, they are very successful in China market, and so they have a very mature technology, and also they have very excellent user interactions. And also what I'm seeing is the heads-up display is not only belong to the high-end motives, but also for everyone, for every driver. If you want to make your driving safe and to improve your driving experience, I would recommend to have a heads-up display.
I won't pry any further if it has to stay a secret, but I cannot wait to hear a little bit more about this in the future when you can actually tell me.
Yeah, I can definitely keep you updated on the project. And now it's still in the confidential for this stage.
Final question. What is the absolute most fun thing for you about being Captain Louis of Z-Spaceship?
Well, that's interesting. Sometimes I'm thinking myself, imagine myself as the captain so that I can help all of these, passengers to take adventures overseas. So that's my dream. So that's why I make my title as Captain Louis. And this spaceship is this platform also, which can hold all of these passengers who has a dream in the overseas market.
Louis, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You and I have been listening to Captain Louis, founder of Z Spaceship, which is the world's first cross-border hardware marketing accelerator. If you'd like to know more about the K-Kit Smart Home Kit or about Z Spaceship's current work with makers, their website is zspaceship.com. And by the way, happy soon-to-be anniversary to them. They celebrate 1 year in August. Once again, their website, zspaceship.com. You can also find Z Spaceship on Facebook and Twitter. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. Over Coffee is a proud lynda.com affiliate. If you'd like to learn more about their excellent online video training, please check out our website, twomaverix.com. On our resources page, you'll see our Over Coffee podcast link. Thank you for considering supporting us. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.